From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a look inside the president's personal lobbying effort to change Social Security. But first, House Republicans are going to roll back ethics rules that Democrats have been boycotting since the start of the year. Speaker Dennis Hastert spoke to reporters in the Capitol this morning after meeting with House Republicans.
I'm willing to step back. We had a long discussion about that. I think we need to move forward in the ethics process. I think that there are issues out there that need to be discussed. I think that there's a member, especially on our side, that needs to have the process move forward so he can clear his name.
He is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who is facing more ethics charges. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol. And Andrea, what did Hastert say House Republicans would do now?
He said he would send a letter to Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi sometime today, stating he is willing to go back to the old ethics rules. Remember, the main point they're battling over here is what happens when there's a tie vote on the committee. This is a committee that split 5-5. It's the only committee where there are both the same number of Democrats as Republicans. So when there's a question of whether to investigate a member of Congress, the old rules said when there's a tie, it automatically kicks into an investigation. The new rules say a tie means the ethics complaint is automatically dismissed. What that means is that either party can block an ethics investigation by simply creating a tie vote. And this is, you know, the only committee where they can do that. Democrats have charged Republicans with gutting the ethics committee by passing these new rules, and say that's why they're boycotting the committee and not letting it do work. This morning, Hastert said Republicans have to push through the stalemate and that they are likely to go back to the old rules. And the House could possibly vote today to do that.
So the Republicans have been defending those new rules for close to 4 months now. Why the reversal?
Well, they say in public that it's because they're tired of Democrats scoring political points at their expense. They also say that they want to short circuit the Democrats' argument that Republicans are just protecting Majority Leader DeLay, who has new ethics allegations against him. But in private conversation, Republicans are more split over this one. There are many who say their leaders should never have changed the rules in the first place, and they agree that it was meant to shield DeLay. Then again, there are others, many others, who think that they shouldn't be swayed by Democrats and watchdog groups' arguments now and should stick with the new rules. But it's pretty clear that this was a decision by Hastert and a few key Republicans, a decision they made to try and gain some control over this situation at this point.
Uh-huh. And Andrea, to what extent are members of Congress considering how this looks back home in their home districts?
Well, it appears that enough lawmakers heard concern from their constituents about this ethics thing that they want to change it and try and, like I said, gain some control over the situation. Remember, this chamber of Congress, the House of Representatives, these lawmakers have to face elections every other year. So there's almost nothing that isn't tied to what their constituents think of a situation. They're always sort of going back to the district and always, reading how things are playing out there. And it's obvious that, Republicans are trying to keep Democrats from painting them with this brush of bad ethics, something that Republicans used to take over the House 10 years ago.
Hmm. And so is this a win for Democrats?
In the short term, yes. Politically, Republicans have, in essence, caved to Democrats' demands in the Ethics Committee because Democrats managed to gain some traction, to use pundits' words, with the idea that Republicans are ethically challenged. But I think this is also a very calculated move by Republicans. They're taking a political defeat now to try to stop the constant stream of bad news, bad press they've gotten over this, a stream they could see going on and having a serious impact on the congressional elections coming up next year if they don't do something about it now.
And quickly, will there be a new investigation then of Tom DeLay?
Very likely. Most Republicans are saying they don't see how the Ethics Committee could vote to not investigate DeLay at this point with so many allegations swirling around him.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. Thank you.
You're welcome.